This is a presentation of poster number 4, a social network analysis of COVID-19 YouTube videos in Odisha, India. I'm Neil Alperstein, presenting this poster on behalf of my colleagues at Loyola University of Maryland, the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and our team in Odisha, India. This poster presentation is associated with another presentation at this conference titled Promoting the Second Dose of the COVID-19 Vaccine, the Role of Humor, Collectivistic Appeals, and Gender. All the research associated with this first study has culminated in this applied project that is the basis for this poster presentation. When we started the project 6 months ago, India had the second largest burden of COVID-19 disease, with more than 35 million confirmed cases and nearly 500,000 deaths. The second wave of COVID impacted the country greatly during the spring of 2021, and with the threat of a third wave of the disease, the need to reduce vaccine hesitancy and enhance vaccine confidence became paramount. Although we entered into the project with a belief that people simply were resisting getting the COVID-19 vaccine, research identified a particular behavior, that people were getting the first dose in high numbers, but they were not returning for a second dose. And this had implications for the third dose, a booster jab. As a matter of fact, the gap between the first and second dose is the largest in the world and undermines the overall success of India's vaccination campaign. The question raised in this research regards the ability of social media, in particular YouTube videos, to affect young adults' attitudes, beliefs, and intentions toward vaccination through collectivistic or individualistic appeals, with either humor or straightforward tone, and with either a male or female protagonist. Why YouTube videos? As it turns out, young adults spend over 2.5 hours a day on social media, and the platform with the greatest penetration is YouTube. As a very large and diverse country, different states within India have experienced the pandemic differently. In the East Indian state of Odisha, the incidence of disease is comparatively low, as of this writing, with 1 million confirmed cases and 8,400 deaths. Additionally, vaccine distribution has been uneven throughout the country, as administering vaccines is the responsibility of local government. While there has been high COVID vaccine initiation in Odisha, there has been a correspondingly low vaccine completion rate. Coupled with a relatively low burden of disease in the state, makes this an ideal location to explore the issue of vaccine complacency and hesitancy around dose completion. Communicating with young adults about COVID vaccines through traditional communication channels is difficult, as they may have a greater sense of invulnerability than their elders, and a life view that's focused more on the here and now, as well as an accompanying distrust of authorities. On the positive side of the equation, young adults in Odisha are generally tech-savvy, having access to mobile phones, and they're avid users of popular social media platforms like YouTube, as well as messaging platforms like WhatsApp. While vaccination rates are reasonably high in Odisha, there is the issue of moving residents of all ages through the vaccine funnel from 1 to 2 doses of vaccine and a booster jab. Because of the low risk perception among young adults, along with other factors like misinformation, there's a lack of motivation to become fully vaccinated and a corresponding lack of interest in motivating others, friends, co-workers, and family members to get fully vaccinated. Because of distrust of authority among young adults, who delivers the message is an important part of the message design. As well, context of delivery is an important technique instilling confidence in COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers who have investigated strategies regarding vaccine acceptance have found 2 key values that are important. The first strategy has to do with how the message is framed, and the second has to do with who delivers the message. This research suggested that the use of authority figures, including government officials or experts, might fall short, and direct appeals might go unheeded. On the other hand, we also found evidence that young adults seek to protect the well-being of others, in particular older family members. Therefore, while young adults may be less motivated to get vaccinated themselves, they may be driven by their desire to protect and act on behalf of others. Our goal in this applied project was to take an indirect approach, encouraging young adults to serve as vaccine ambassadors, promoting vaccination among others. And as a result, we anticipated that their confidence toward becoming vaccinated would be enhanced. Let's talk about methodology. While standard social science methods seek to elicit opinions through questionnaires, interviews, and focus groups, social media mining is based on the use of social media analysis to understand the social network of YouTube users. For this project, we're interested in analyzing the levels of interest in going beyond metrics like views and likes, among several other measurements. We particularly are interested in sentiment polarities of comments, negative, neutral, or positive comments that can help us gain insights about the network of users. And we're interested in community detection to visualize how communities and clusters are formed around the network of YouTube video viewers. For this applied project, we selected two of the eight videos we produced that were diametric. The first featured a male protagonist whose appeal was individualistic and the tone was humorous. The second video featured a female protagonist, a collectivistic appeal, and serious tone. Both videos were uploaded to YouTube. What did we find? As this analysis relies on some visualizations, which are difficult to describe in an audio presentation, I encourage you to take a look at the accompanying manuscript that's available in the reference hall. In that manuscript, you'll find an appendix with descriptions and links to two videos. There are, however, two thumbnail images on the poster for you to see that depict the two videos. First, I want to point out that what might look like a hairball image on the poster with colors indicating different sections are what in social network parlance are clusters. That image represents what is called the channel network, which refers to all of the connections, 2,500 in total, to which our two videos are networked. This channel network is made up of channel subscriptions that feed our videos to potential viewers, and it includes those connections based on YouTube's own recommender system. The different colored clusters are based on a measure of modularity. We also wanted to look at what's called betweenness centrality to determine which channels were driving the network, so to speak. There are three networks that appear to be the key connections leading out to potential viewers. Next, we looked at what's called the comment network, which refers to the connections between the viewers of videos and those viewers who are posting comments. For one of the videos, we conducted a sentiment analysis to determine in which direction the comment network was, well, leaning. That's to say, we wanted to know if viewers were positively or negatively disposed towards the video. The poster includes an image of sentiment data. We ran comments through a machine learning program, and the results indicate that 80% of the comments were indeed positive. The remainder of the comments were neutral. None of the comments were negative, which frankly is unusual given the kind of vitriol we tend to see on social media postings. Following the sentiment analysis, a small qualitative study provided additional understanding of the comment network, as what emerged from the analysis were five broad categories of comments, including sharing beliefs, sharing information, safeguarding oneself and community, personal experiences, and reactions to the video. In the manuscript, you'll see sample comments reflecting each of these categories. To sum things up, in this applied research project, we were interested in effective message design regarding COVID-19 vaccine acceptance and the impact messaging would have on the attitudes of young adults in Odisha, India. We selected two videos to upload to the YouTube platform, each representing a diametric approach, but both offered pro-vaccine messaging. The videos varied in appeal, tone, and protagonist. Beyond traditional approaches to deal with issues related to COVID-19 vaccine acceptance, the time people spend on digital media, in particular social media, points to the potential of platforms like YouTube as a source for health information. In this research, we've developed an approach that makes algorithmic outputs visible and offers a means to describe them through visual analysis and content analysis of the comments posted by viewers of the videos. The positive sentiment expressed by those viewers in this study points to the countervailing force that, unlike more traditional approaches that use authority figures or experts to speak down to viewers, the message design utilized in this applied project is an effective technique with potential to positively impact attitudes as our online lives become more intertwined with our offline decision-making when it comes to vaccines. Thank you for listening to this presentation, number four, a social network analysis of COVID-19 vaccine YouTube videos in Odisha, India, mapping the comment network and analyzing comment sentiment.